Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, healer of brokenness and word of truth to our souls, help us hear. Help us believe. Help us live that new life in you. All by your grace. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. We're back in Jerusalem. Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath. A man near the sheep gate lies beside the pool called Bethesda. This man has been an invalid for 38 years. And Jesus says to him, "Arise, pick up your mat and walk." Now, wouldn't you think everyone would celebrate such a wondrous healing? No, not everyone. A particular group saw the man carrying his mat and scolded him, reminding him it's the Sabbath and the law forbids him to carry his mat. Never mind the great healing of restored muscles, restored strength, restored ability to walk, restored health and vitality. You broke the Sabbath. How dare you break the Sabbath law? Now, to be clear, the scriptures do not have a provision forbidding the carrying of a mat on the Sabbath. The law spoken about was rabbinic interpretation of the command, "Do no work on the Sabbath." The man who healed me, he said, "Pick up your mat and walk." So I did. He healed me. I did as he told me. This man had no idea it was Jesus. Till later at the temple, Jesus found the man and it said something rather curious to him. "Stop sinning, or something worse may be happen to you." Now, there is no indication in the scripture of what the sin was, but a warning was given to the man. "You have been healed physically, but mind you, there are consequences for sin." Mercy has been shown the man. Now, will he respond to the mercy shown him? A question for you. Do you respond to the mercy of God shown you in your life? Something to think about as we enter Lent. Do we respond to the mercy shown to us in Christ Jesus? The man goes and tells the Jewish leaders that Jesus is the one who healed him. Jesus made him well, meaning it was Jesus that said to carry the mat on the Sabbath. It was Jesus' fault the man was breaking the law of the Sabbath. Now, in a way, this man who was just healed, shown mercy in that healing, betrays Jesus to the Jewish leaders. Instead of going home rejoicing that he's been healed, the man falls into a sin and betrays Jesus' identity to the leaders. The Jewish leaders did not like what Jesus was doing. They could not and they would not celebrate this man had been miraculously healed. Instead, they focused on Jesus breaking the Sabbath. And worse than that, they focused on Jesus was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus was declaring who he was And the Jewish leaders understood exactly what Jesus was saying. Instead of falling down in praise and worship, they gathered together to conspire, to get rid of this troublemaker, to get rid of this blasphemer. They gathered together. The verses that come next in John chapter 5 are very rich in theology. Very, very rich in Christology. In other words, they really describe who Jesus is. In verses 19 through 30, Jesus gives to the Jewish leaders and to us at the same time a very clear answer about himself. These verses are Jesus' first major public teaching about the relationship he has with the Father. And it is from this relationship that makes clear what Jesus says and does as he goes about teaching and healing. I encourage you to read the verses again at home tonight and hear the relationship and the divinity of Jesus jumping off of the page into your soul. Verse 19, John chapter 5, verse 19 begins with, "Amen, amen." Meaning that what follows is the truth. So the verses you read contain truth from Almighty God to you, to change you, to give you understanding, to help you believe, to give you life. The Son, meaning Jesus, does nothing on his own. The Son only does the will of the Father. You see humility. You see dependence. You see obedience. You see the perfect Son reproducing the Father's thoughts, the Father's actions, in such a way that they are one. Love and life, raising from the dead, judgment, honor, all spoken about by Jesus. There is a unity of action for the Son, and it's a full revelation of the Father. The miracles are not there to amaze. The miracles are there to reveal the identity of Jesus as the Christ, and to show the character of the Father, which is love beyond compare. Love that sent the Son to be the Savior. Verse 24, John chapter 5, verse 24, begins with, "Amen, amen." To amplify what you are about to hear is the truth. Truth from God. Are you getting the picture? Verse 19, amen, amen. Verse 24, amen, amen. Verse 25, amen, amen. King James says, "Verily, verily." Other translations say, "I tell you the truth." But it's amen, amen. Amplifying what you are hearing is the truth. And verse 24, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Following up immediately, verse 25 with amen, amen, intensifying the teaching, drilling the truth home into the hearers' hearts. That is, if they listen. "The dead will hear and live. The Father has life in himself, and the Son has been given life in himself. And the Son, because of his unique status as the Son of Man, as the Christ, which includes being fully God and fully man, has been given authority to judge. Judge in perfect justice. The Jewish leaders accused Jesus of breaking the Sabbath. And Jesus is answering them back that what he does is perfect justice. We'll see more of Jesus having conflict with the Sabbath laws from the rabbinic tradition later on in the Gospel of John. But I back you up again to verse 24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Crossed over from death to life. Factually changing places. Taken from the place of death and put in the place of life. Two different locations. Two different destinies, if you will. Death and life. Leaving the death place behind forever to be put in the place where life is eternal. And the way to leave the one place behind, the place of death, and to be moved into the place of life is listening to the words of Jesus, believing the words, believe that the Father indeed has sent the Son, and you will be changed. You will be taken from that death and put in life. A change in your existence has taken place. You are not dead. You have life. This is not a gradual change along a continuum. It's more like a switch, either on or off. Can't be both at the same time. Can't be partial on. Can't be partial off at the same time. It's one or the other. Clear, distinct, clear difference. And it's the same thing we heard in Romans chapter 6 tonight. Dead to sin, alive to God in Christ. The old self is gone, crucified with Christ, no longer slave to sin. Instead, we are freed. We are under grace. But this freedom under grace is not license to do as we please. We are to offer ourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. Offer Him. Offer God ourselves as instruments of righteousness. And that brings us right back to the man who was healed in Jerusalem. And the warning of Jesus to him, stop sinning. It brings us back to that mercy shown. How will he respond to the mercy shown him in his healing? And so that question is for you too. How will you respond to the mercy, the grace shown you? Mercy is offered. Great grace freely offered. Crossing over from death to life is freely offered. A real change is offered to you as a free gift. How will you respond to Jesus? Will you hear? Will you really listen when Jesus speaks about these eternal truths? The Son of Man is pleased to give you life. I implore you. I beseech you. I plead with you. Listen. Hear. Believe. Receive this free gift. Cross over from death to life. Eternal life with the Son. in the presence of the Father forever. Amen.